Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God, unto whom all blessings and honor and glory belong. This is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 2 in Lakeland, Florida. I thank God for another day of life, health, and strength. I thank God for just being so good, a God that can do anything but fail, a merciful and a kind God, a God who is everything that we need. Amen. Truly, I thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Who is soon to come, praise God. Amen. I thank God for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God, the indwelling power. Amen. Sent from God to indwell us, the believers in Christ. Amen. Remember, Jesus said that he must go away, that the Comforter would come. Praise God. Amen. That is our guide, our help. It gives us the power, amen, within to live for Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. I thank God so much for Dr. Ogburn, our great apostle.
Amen.
Dr. Mary F. Ogburn of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. She is the founder, amen, of the International Ministries, Sunshine of Faith International Ministries 1 and 2, number 1 in Baltimore, Maryland, number 2 in Lakeland, Florida, praise God. And I just thank God so much for the woman of God, her love, her help, amen, and just, you know, just being a great woman of God that teaches us the ways of God and, you know, it's a great example for us to follow. Amen. I give honor also to my husband, Pastor Terry White. He is the pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2 in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. Thank God for the man of God. Amen. Doing a great and wonderful job bringing forth the word of God and, you know, just carrying out the works of the ministry. Praise God. In the number 2 church. Praise God. I just thank God for just being so good for everybody, for all of the number 1 church, Pastor Mary Williams, Elder and Evangelist Smith, praise God, Elder James and Minister Yvette Smith, praise God. I thank God for Prophetess Loretta and Deacon Ty. Amen. Pastor Johnson, I just thank God for God just being so good. Everyone in the respectable place in the number 1 church as well as the number 2 at church here in Lakeland, Florida. Amen. Just thank God for the opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. To come back before you by way of the blog, radio broadcast of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Praise God, heard every day on this station. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So we used to love to say, tell a neighbor, tell a friend, you know, that the Sunshine of Faith, whether it was the wake-up call, amen, or God did it, you know, that we were on the air down here in Lakeland, Florida. So we just also would like to say, you know, you can text the number, praise God, to a friend, a loved one, family member, someone who doesn't know Christ, in the pardon of their sins, and you know, just tell them to listen in to the word of God, where they will hear the men and the women of God bringing forth the word of God every day, Monday through Saturday, every day except Sunday, praise God, where, you know, we are in the fellowship within the church, churches and the ministry, praise God, by way of Facebook and other social media platforms. So, you know, just tell them that they can dial area code 319-527-6060, and, you know, just tune in to the word of God. Amen. You know, if it was ever a time, as the saying goes, that we ever needed prayer, we ever needed to turn to God, that we ever needed to hold on to the hand of God, it is now. So we just thank God so much for just being so good to all of us. Amen. Just coming with an encouraging word. I just love to, as the word of God says, you know, compel people, men, women, boys and girls, compel them to come unto Christ. And I offer unto you, if you don't know Christ in the pardon of your sins, I offer unto you the invitation unto Christ to come unto him, for as the word of God, the Holy Bible of Jesus Christ, God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost declares, for this is the day of salvation. Amen. And as my husband often says, today is a great day to be saved. Amen. So I offer unto you, amen, as the word of God says, the invitation unto Christ. Amen. Amen. If you don't know Christ in the pardon of your sins, believe that Jesus Christ is the only Son. Amen. As the word describes, begotten. He's the only one. Amen. That was, you know, framed. That was, amen, came out from God to be our Savior here in the earth. Praise God. Believe that Jesus is the only Son of God. Amen. And that he gave his life willingly for all of us, for the sins of the world on the cross. Amen. And God the Father raised Jesus after giving his life willingly on the cross, that God raised him from the dead on the third day with all power in his hand. And he did it for us. Amen. You know, whether we at you know, earlier points in time and in our lives, we weren't saved always. We haven't always been saved. But the work of the cross had already taken place. Praise God. And that's why I offer unto you, if you don't know Christ in the pardon of your sins, you can come to know him now and accept him as your Lord and your Savior into your heart, into your spirit. The word of God says, confess with your mouth. Confess that Jesus is Lord and the only Son of God. Believe it in your heart and you shall be saved. Amen. Praise God. And then, you know, it's so important that we, you know, just like other believers, we ourselves, we couldn't stop there. After we accepted Christ, we had to, it was so important, we had to find us a Bible believing, a Bible teaching, a Bible living church, amen, where the love of God was being shown, amen, amen, and we were being instructed, and as we continue to be instructed within our churches and ministries, amen, to love God. To love, amen, others, to love ourselves, and to tell others of the goodness of Jesus Christ, and that Jesus is still saving souls, amen. He's still a Savior on today, still a mind regulator. He's still a body healer on today. He is, you know, you can just go on and on. He's a way maker. He's a mighty heart fixer, a mind regulator. And that's why I say, you know, everything that we need is found in him. So after you have accepted Christ and you find you a Bible believing, teaching, living church and ministry, praise God, then you should meet with the pastors, amen, as God, you know, leads you, the senior pastors, amen, and discuss with them how you want to live for Christ, mm-hmm. and how you want to be a part of the work of Christ in local ministry. Praise God. Amen. And if you have questions about God and the Word of God, the Bible, the Christian life, go to your pastor. Amen. Go to your pastor, your pastors, the elders in the church. But as a new believer, you should definitely go to your pastor. Amen. Sheep beget sheep. The sheep draw in the sheep. The pastors, they can minister and witness and draw in souls as well. Amen. Also, the body as a whole, the body of Christ. But I just wanted to make that note that if you have questions and, you know, especially as a new believer, get you a Bible. If you go to your pastor, I'm sure that they can get you a copy of the Holy Bible. There's so many different versions, you know, the King James, New American Standard, you know, but get you a Bible and you know, just focus on growing your relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, through prayer, through reading the word, through being a part of the ministry, whether it's in person, if that's how your ministry is holding services and gathering, whether it's on Facebook, Zoom, however the Lord has made a way for you all as the local believers to gather and assemble Forsake not, as the word of God says, the assembling of yourselves, as is the manner of some, as Apostle Paul said. Amen. But let us come together and learn of the word, which teaches us about God and Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, the Christian life, and how to stand in the days, in the times that we're living in that are not getting any easier as a believer in Christ. Praise God. But they're becoming more and more difficult. But Jesus Christ, that's who we're proclaiming. That's who we are lifting up. That's who we are magnifying, the Savior of our souls, the author and the finisher, amen, as the word of God. Aptly and so righteously describes him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Our elder brother, the great I am, as Jesus said, come and let us reason together. Amen. Praise God. And you know, it's the only way. It is a relationship with Jesus Christ is the only way that we're going to successfully navigate and make it through this life. Amen. And you know, because heartache and pain and sorrow and disappointment, all those things, even as the Bible says, all those things also are visited upon the children of men, people in the world, whether they know Jesus Christ or whether they have never come unto him in the pardon of their sins. Life is going to befall all of us. Different things are going to befall all of us. But when you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you're able to endure it because his love, his strength, his anointing, his spirit, the anointing of his spirit comes within you as a believer, within us. And it gives us, strength. It gives us courage. It gives us that boldness. It gives us that hope to know that we can endure the things that we face. Praise God. We're going to face different things in life. But as a child of God, as a believer in Jesus Christ, we know that we can make it. Hallelujah. The word of God says that he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Amen. You know, and that's our lifelong goal. That's our lifelong, push and endeavor, is that we would see Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
As a believer, that we would see him in peace. Praise God, that we will see him in peace. We're all going to see him, but we want to see him in peace. And then we don't want to be separated from him for all eternity. We want to live with him and be in fellowship, praise God, in heaven forever. He's already gone away to prepare a place.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. He already told us that, you know, in the book of John, that where he is, he's gone away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also. And he said, if it wasn't so, he wouldn't have told us that. See, Jesus doesn't waste time. He doesn't mince words. He doesn't waste anything. You know, he doesn't waste time. He doesn't waste talent. He doesn't waste the things that he wants us to do. Praise God. And so he wants us to put our talents, our time, all of these things to good use, you know, and to lift up his name, to magnify him, to exalt him, to give him the praise, to give him the glory, to give him the honor, praise God, to serve him with our spirit, serve him true from our hearts, serve him with the strength of our limbs and our body, to serve him with our minds, praise God. Because remember now, as the word says, it is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are the sheep. We are the sheep of his pasture. Amen. For the world, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. All the world, all the people of the world belong unto God, belong unto Jesus. Amen. It's a clarion cry going out that souls would come unto Jesus, that souls would come unto to Jesus Christ to be saved. Amen. Before, as the phrase goes, before it's everlasting too late. Amen. A time's going to come when it's too late. Hallelujah. To come unto Christ.
Yes.
And, you know, as people of God, and especially leaders in God, you know, it's a burden, it's a cry within our spirits, within our hearts, within our souls, for souls, amen, because that's the cry of Jesus Christ, is for souls, for people to come unto him, to be saved, to cut the devil, the stronghold of the enemy out of their lives, off of their lives, and to know that by accepting Jesus Christ, they don't have to be under the bondage of the power of the enemy.
Amen.
Under the bondage of the power of sin. Yes, we're going to sin. We're going to make mistakes. Praise God. Jesus already knows that we are but flesh. Praise God. But if you accept Christ, if we've accepted Christ, for those that have, and for those that are coming to Christ to accept him, you will have the weapons to fight against the enemy in this warfare.
Hallelujah.
Amen. See, a lot of people don't understand and they don't realize, especially those, because I don't really feel like we understood it, especially like as we do now. We did not understand whether we were saved or not saved, that we were in a spiritual war. That the enemy of our souls, the devil, Satan, Lucifer, amen, the evil one, he has set out from the beginning of time to destroy us as God's people. Amen. But Jesus is our hope.
Hallelujah.
He is our ultimate hope, and he is our only hope. He's our only hope. We cannot fight against the devil. We cannot fight against the enemy of our souls without having Jesus Christ on the inside. It's a losing battle. Praise God. It's as though you're going into a boxing ring against a world champion. You have no gloves on. You have no head fitting. You have never been trained. When you, or if you think that you can fight up against and dare win against the enemy without Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a losing battle. Hallelujah. But as the word of God tells us, as Apostle Paul says, when as we become children of God, amen, then we have weapons of war, praise God. We can put on that breastplate of righteousness,
yes.
The helmet, amen, of righteousness, breastplate of righteousness, mm-hmm. And the helmet of salvation,
yes.
Praise God. You can pick up that sword, amen,
mm-hmm.
The word of God, amen. When the enemy comes in as a flood, you can go to the word of God. The word of God is the standard,
mm-hmm.
That the enemy cannot overcome. Hallelujah, praise God, because it is power in God's word. God is his word, amen, through Jesus Christ. Amen, you can study and know the word of God, and you can fight the enemy with the word of God and say it is written. Hallelujah. Praise God, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath, praise God. When the enemy comes in as a flood, the standard, the word of God, is risen up. It rises up against it. Hallelujah. And the work of the enemy is defeated. Praise God. But see, that's why it's such a cry for people to come unto Christ, because so many people don't know that they're in a spiritual battle without weapons. And that's why so many people are being destroyed. Hallelujah. They're being destroyed without a fight. Praise God. The enemy is coming in and just running ramshod over them in their lives and in the lives of their families because they don't know Christ. And without Christ, you have no weapon to fight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, but when we have Christ, as the word of God says, greater is he. Yeah. Greater is Christ's spirit within us than the spirit of the enemy that's in the world.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And we can take joy in that. We can take assurance in that, knowing that Jesus Christ, who is the greater one, he rests on the inside of us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He rests on the inside of us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He makes us strong and bold, praise God. Where if we didn't have him on the inside, we would have no strength. We would have no might to fight, praise God. We would run away, praise God. We would give up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But because the greater one is on the inside of us, and it's why he gave his life, praise God, that he could indwell us by his spirit. Praise God, and that we could live for him, in him, through him, praise God,
amen.
Unto the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So God just wants us to know today that he is a God of love. He is a God of power. He's a God of authority. He's a God of fairness. He's a God of justice. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of grace. He's a God of deliverance, praise God. He's a God of healing, praise God. Hallelujah. He is the God of all. Hallelujah. All that we need, God is. Hallelujah. And that's why he wants us to come unto him through Jesus Christ. It's the only way. Hallelujah. You can't, we couldn't come to God any other way except through Christ. Hallelujah. Huh? Jesus said if you try to come any other way, hallelujah, except through the door of Jesus Christ unto the Father, you come as a thief and a robber, praise God, and you will not make it in. Hallelujah. We have to come the right way. We used to sing a song in the church said, Can't go over, can't come under, can't go around. But you got to come through the door. Got to come through the door. Jesus is the door. He said, and then he went on to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus went on to say, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man open the door unto me, that Jesus said he will come in and sup with you and I. Hallelujah. And teach us the things of life. Not just here in the natural, but eternal life.
Amen.
The kingdom life. Because once we become children of God and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we then are ushered in fully as citizens of heaven. We might still be living here in the earth for however many years that God has us here.
Amen.
But we have then become official citizens of heaven through accepting Jesus Christ. And then when our life on this earth is over, we'll be ushered gladly into the presence of God.
Amen.
Jesus the Son, into eternity, into heaven forever. Time that will never end. Hallelujah. No separation from God, but a closeness, and to be, and then to know as we are known, praise God. Glorified bodies, praise God. Amen. You're talking about a good time. You're talking about fellowship. You're talking about praising God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I remember Mother in the church, Mother Anna Wright, she used to say, sometimes she would say in her testimony that we're down here on the earth and this is the dressing room.
Uh-huh.
This is the dressing room. Amen. for the time before we go to heaven. Amen. I want to thank God, too, and give honor to the blessed sweet spirit of Apostle Durr. Amen. Our spiritual mother and pastor for many, many, many years. Great woman of God. Amen. Praise God. Thank God so much for the woman of God. Amen. And you know, for Mother Anna, Mother Brewster, Missionary Cofield. Praise God. Amen. I just thank God in a special way for Apostle Durr. Amen. Just a great woman of God. Amen. That labored for God all of her life.
Yes.
Praise God. And taught us the ways of God. Amen, and truly was a great example for us to follow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, praise God. Again, I thank God for, amen, my husband, Pastor Terry White.
Amen.
And I want to give points of contact for my husband as well as Apostle Ogburn and Minister Yvette. You can reach Co-Pastor White, my husband, who is the pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 2 in Lakeland, Florida, by calling him at area code 863-279-2332 for prayer and Christian counseling, 863-279-2332. And you can reach Apostle Ogburn, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith Ministries, at area code 301-732-0461. Amen. For Christian counseling and for prayer. Amen. Area code 301-732-0461, and reach the Secretary of Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 1, Minister Yvette Smith. Amen. For the church address, service times, you can reach the woman of God at area code 240-554-7416. Area code 240-554-7416. So we just wanted to have a word about the Lord, to know that God is love, and there's a cry from God and his children, the believers, amen, in Jesus Christ, for souls to come unto God, that God loves us all, amen, and that today is the day of salvation. As Dr. Ogburn would say, Jesus loves you, and so do we, and we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.